This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of people will be watching as President Biden hosts the NATO summit, which begins today in Washington. And they'll be watching not just because it's a meeting of world leaders. The AP's Donna Warder.
American University International Relations Professor James Goldgeier says Biden has something to prove at the gathering.
He's trying to use the summit to demonstrate the tremendous leadership that he's shown since he came into office in 2021. But he's definitely weakened by the performance in the debate.
Biden points to his work rallying NATO members and its stiff response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a prime example of his steady leadership. He told MSNBC on Monday, "Who else do you think can step in here and do this?" Donna Warder, Washington.
Former President Trump is back on the campaign trail today, rallying supporters at his golf resort in the Miami area. He's nearing a deadline to announce a running mate. Hurricane Beryl downgraded to a tropical depression after it slammed into the Houston area. Power's beginning to come back now for some of the millions who lost it. Sergio Sanchez tells KTRK-TV in Houston he's lucky his house wasn't destroyed.
There's people here, they probably have to rebuild their house from the bottom up, you know, to us, you know, just having a broken window and a little bit of the roof fly off, you know. Their house is gone.
Sergio Sanchez in Texas. Beryl set off what may have been tornadoes in Louisiana and tornado warnings in Arkansas. The searing heat wave baking large parts of the nation also led to record daily high temperatures in Oregon, where it's suspected to cause at least 4 deaths in the Portland area. More than 146 million people around this country were under heat alerts yesterday, especially in western states. This is AP News. United Airlines says it's investigating an incident in which a wheel flew off a plane during takeoff. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities say a United Airlines Boeing jet lost a main landing gear wheel while taking off from Los Angeles. The jet later landed safely in Denver. The airline says there were no reported injuries on the ground or on board Flight 1001. The wheel was recovered in Los Angeles. The Boeing 757-200 was carrying 174 passengers and 7 crew members. And it's the second time a United Boeing jet has lost a tire in the past few months. In March, a United Boeing B777-200 jet lost a tire mid-air after takeoff from San Francisco. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Americans are increasingly skeptical about the value and cost of college, according to a new poll released by Gallup. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.